Well, hey, what's going on? Happy Saturday. Nick Kirby here. Welcome to Chatterbox Reds, proudly sponsored by DSC Commodities. I'm coming your way from Goodyear, Arizona. We've been out here covering the spring training all week. And Saturday will be our final day, and it should be a really good one. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what to expect on Saturday coming up. The Reds were, however, rained out on Friday. So today I'll run through some Reds news, including a new signing for the Reds on Friday, some notes around the NL Central, and then I'll tell you about those two games coming up for the Reds on Saturday. But first, I want to tell you about our proud sponsor, and that is, of course, Deep South Commodities. DSC is a leader in renewable commodities for biofuel production. They specialize in used cooking oil collection, aggregation, and sales. Visit www.deepsouthcommodities.com for more information. Thanks, as always, to our friends at DSC. Well, as mentioned, Reds were rained out on Friday, but there was some big news around Reds camp. The Reds signed relief pitcher Justin Wilson to a MLB deal. You might remember Wilson. He has not pitched in the big leagues since April 23rd, 2022, when he was with the Reds. Wilson had Tommy John surgery in 2022. He made it back to the big leagues with the Brewers last season, but he pulled his lat while warming up in the bullpen in what would have been his first game back and never actually pitched in the big leagues in 2023. According to Charlie Goldsmith of the Cincinnati Inquirer, back in 2022 in spring training, Wilson found a, quote, consistent and dynamic slider that he discovered with the Reds, and he believes that can make him an impact reliever. He signed a minor league deal with the Dodgers this season, but he opted out after being told he would not make the team. Wilson's allowed 2 runs and 4 innings pitched with the Dodgers, but has a really impressive 9 strikeouts and just 2 walks. Sounds like Wilson did have quite a few options, but he chose to go with the Reds because he liked the team and liked the familiarity with the Reds coaching staff. The Wilson signing does come with some unfortunate Reds injury news. First one, hopefully not as bad. Charlie Goldsmith reported that David Bell said about Nick Martinez that it's to be determined if he will start on Saturday. He feels no symptoms on the mound, but feels it during the day. Bell says the hope is that Martinez will be able to start the year on time, so we'll continue to monitor. Nick Martinez has been really, really impressive so far this spring, and as mentioned, I think he probably at this point does have an inside track to the Reds starting rotation if, and it's a big if, he's able to be healthy at the start of the season. Alex Young will start this year on the IL with a back injury, paving the way for Wilson. Sam Moll has yet to pitch for the Reds in a game this spring, but the Reds are still hopeful that he will be ready for opening day. So, interesting moves with the Reds pitching. Quite a few things still to be decided, including Nick Lodolo, who's actually scheduled to pitch on Friday. Not sure, didn't see a report if he threw a side session or anything like that, or if maybe the Reds would put him in the game on Saturday. We'll kind of wait and see how that goes, but it's not expected he'll be ready to start the season. Might need an extra week or two, and then, you know, quite a few bullpen arms, so be interested to see kind of how this shakes out here over now just the final week, maybe 8 days left of Reds camp down in Arizona before they head back to Cincinnati for opening day. A lot of news around the NL Central, some from Friday, some from earlier in the week that we just kind of hadn't got to with a lot going on with the Reds. But the Pirates made a couple pretty interesting moves on Friday. They signed outfielder Michael Taylor to a 1-year, $4 million deal. And then they also signed starting pitcher Domingo Germán. Michael Taylor, he's an elite defensive center fielder. Has some good power, but very low on base percentage. Michael A. Taylor, a guy that a lot of Reds fans really wanted this year for kind of that Stuart Fairchild role. Seems like in Pittsburgh, probably he'll get more of an opportunity for close to everyday playing time. Does kind of fit in well in their outfield. They can move Jack Sawinski to a corner outfield spot, platoon him a little bit easier. And they also still, of course, have Brian Reynolds out there as well. So he fits in pretty well for that team, definitely helps them. Herman's interesting. He was actually signed to a minor league deal but it's not your standard minor league deal. He is invited to MLB camp, and then he actually has an option for over $2 million in 2025 if he obviously makes the team this year and they keep him that long. Hermani, he's had a pretty solid big league career up to this point. He's got a 4.41 ERA over 112 career games, but of course he has quite the baggage with some off-the-field stuff and some other incidents. So Germán is an interesting pitcher. I think he probably has a good chance to pitch for the Pirates this season. We'll kind of see how that goes. Pirates do have quite a few interesting options out in the minors, of course, headlined by Paul Skeens, who's just a matter of time before he gets up to the big leagues. But the Pirates, they continue to just be an interesting team that they definitely scare me a little bit. So we'll kind of see how they play out after the year gets started. The Cardinals, they extended their manager, Ollie Marmol, through 2026. Basically, this just helped him avoid being kind of a lame duck manager in the final year of his contract this season. So Ollie Marmol, a 90-plus loss season in his first year, and he gets a contract extension. So interesting to see with the Cardinals. Also, news from the Cardinals, Tommy Edmond, he's going to start the year on the IL. Then other injury news, kind of that time of the year around the NL Central, Devin Williams of the Brewers, he's expected to miss about 3 months with back tightness. I know we did talk a little bit about this on one of our Chatterbox platform shows or podcasts. I don't remember which one this week. But this is obviously a big, big loss for the Brewers, but I wouldn't necessarily say, oh, the Brewers are screwed, because we've seen this team just develop pitchers, especially relievers, as good as anyone. So they have a lot of good arms already in the majors, have a lot of good arms in the minors. So I think if they're probably equipped decently to handle this. But Devin Williams, he's just an unbelievable talent at the end of the game. So that'll be a tough loss for them. Jameson Taillon is also expected to start the year on the IL for the Cubs. We'll tell you a little bit more about Saturday's games for the Reds and the Reds prospect game. Before we get to that, I want to tell you, of course, about our new sponsor here at Chatterbox Sports, and that is Game Time. Game Time app is just the absolute best app out there to get tickets. Reds opening day, as I mentioned earlier, it is creeping up. And if you haven't got tickets yet, the Game Time app is absolutely the app that you need to check it out. They have all-in pricing, so you can see exactly how much the ticket is at the seat without clicking through a whole bunch of things and having to put it in your cart and going through all that nonsense. You can see exactly how much you're paying right inside of the seat map. And I love the seat map, love the way that it's laid out. It's just really easy to use and really easy to compare prices. And we here at Chatterbox Sports, we have a really special deal for you. You can get $20 off your first purchase using the Game Time app with the code CINCY. That is C-I-N-C-Y. Again, that is $20 off your first purchase with the promo code CINCY, C-I-N-C-Y. So make sure you download the Game Time app today. Link to that is in the episode notes below. All right, Saturday for the Reds. We have a Cactus League game against the Seattle Mariners at 4:05 p.m. No TV for this one, but it will be on WLW. I will be in attendance for this, so hopefully I'll be able to give you a full report after the game. I'll try to get something up in the podcast feed because I will be getting on an airplane at 11:05 p.m. Mountain Time. I think that's 2:05 a.m. Eastern Time, heading back to Ohio. But scheduled to pitch in this game is Andrew Abbott, Alexis Diaz, and Lucas Sims. Possible the Reds use some of the pitchers. I know Nick Lodolo and Brent Suter were supposed to pitch on Friday. Possibly move some of them back, but it seems like they've, for the most part, just had those guys throw side sessions instead of moving them the next game. So we'll wait and see on that. For the Mariners, they will have George Kirby, really talented young pitcher, on the mound. So the Reds will have a challenge in that in the game. The spring breakout game, that'll be at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. That is against the Cleveland Guardians at Goodyear. This game will be available on TV on MLB.com. Can't tell you how good the broadcast will be or not. I know that I heard from a lot of people that the broadcast against the Rangers was not necessarily the highest of quality, but hey, look, it is better than nothing, and we can't be complaining about that. All right, well, thanks so much for listening today here on your Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. If you've not yet subscribed to Chatterbox Reds, we do a podcast 7 days a week throughout spring training, and then after every single game of the regular season, there'll be a podcast up bright and early, usually 3 or 4 a.m. Eastern at the absolute latest. It'll be up for you for your commute to work. You can hear a little bit about what happened the night before the Reds game. So we're always here for you. So make sure you're subscribed. Also, if you could leave us a quick 5-star review, that really, really helps us, and I can't tell you how much I would appreciate that. So if you're a loyal listener, just leave us a quick 5-star review. Just say, hey, love the show, or even something really silly and stupid. I don't really care as long as you leave us 5 stars. As mentioned, we are on the Chatterbox road trip. Some of my comrades are heading home on Saturday morning. They'll be gone by the time you listen to this, already on the road back towards Cincinnati. But we have all kinds of content up on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We have a lot more content that'll be coming on YouTube. Some film from some of the Reds backfield games. We got some fun stuff from the road. Got a lot of stuff that we got to edit when we get back, but a lot more coming. So make sure to subscribe to all those channels so you can see some of the really cool content that we were able to get. Links to all of those channels are in the episode notes below. Well, I hope that you have a really fantastic Saturday. We will talk again soon. And always, and most importantly, go Reds.